Welcome to the BFA Life Podcast. Join us as we explore our school's global impact, get to know the families we serve, and catch a glimpse of God at work. A word you'll hear around campus a lot when describing BFA is community, and it truly is one of our core values. While everyone's experience at BFA is different and unique, one thing that I've gotten to observe is the way that friendships can form and grow here, both in our staff and within our students. In today's episode, you get to hear from 7 different seniors about what it means to be a friend and how friendship has played out in their time here at BFA. We want to acknowledge that there are many different experiences of a BFA student, and these stories do not encompass every single one of our students. Yet, there are some themes throughout this conversation that I hope you get to hear and pick up on. We have 3 different conversations in the course of this one episode. One with a group of girls, and one with a group of guys, and then one with a dorm student named Barney, who gets to talk to us about what friendship looks like in the dorm. So hopefully you'll get a little taste of different experiences in our student body and the implications of them. So this first conversation you'll hear is with Jade, Joy, and Ashley. I'll let them introduce themselves, but we hope you enjoy this episode.
My name is Joy.
I'm Jade.
My name's Ashley.
Awesome. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about your life in the sense of who's in your family, how you got to BFA, and maybe some places you've lived.
Mm-hmm. I have 4 people in my family, including myself. I have my mom and my dad. I'm a younger brother. We used to live in Oman for about 10 and a half years before we moved to Germany. So I came here my freshman year, which is 2020, and my brother is right now in 8th grade, and I'm a senior. So yeah,
that's awesome. It.
I came here also my freshman year. I have one brother who is a year older than me who graduated last year, and my 2 parents. I grew up all over the place in the Middle East in 6 different countries, and then I was most recently in Texas, but decided I missed the international scene and moved here my freshman year, and I've loved it.
So unlike them, I was born and raised here. I was born in the town over, and the house that I currently live in is the only one that I remember. I have 2 sisters, 1 older, 1 younger. I'm the middle child. Yeah, and so I've gone through German kindergarten, CSK as elementary school, and then BFA here.
Awesome. And you guys are all seniors. Mm-hmm. And yeah, which is crazy because just a few more months and life is going to change. But we're going to soak it up while you guys are here. Also, actually, what I would like to say too is the different dynamics in your guys' friendship. So I was Jade's RA for 2 years. And so I got to watch your friendship unfold, which has been really fun for me. Friendship has always been really important to me, my friends, my community. And so watching you guys live that out, I've been personally encouraged, and that's why I wanted to help share it with the world. Mm. But yeah, so Jade, you are in the dorm, and mm-hmm. then Ashley and Joy are home students. So that's also a dynamic I'd love. Actually, let's start there. What does that dynamic look like in your friendship? Just the different families and different homes.
Honestly, I've kind of been adopted into their families, which has been super nice. My freshman year, I was the only dorm student freshman girl. Mm-hmm. And so I had to make friends with home students, and the Kangs really brought me in. And then when the Tweedies came back their sophomore year, because they were gone in America when Ashley came back, mm-hmm. Their family just brought me in. And I feel like the sister to them, which has been nice. I'm sorry that they couldn't be adopted into MAUG.
But they visit a lot, Joy literally just spent the night last night.
Yeah.
Awesome. Ashley, since you have been here, this is the only life you know, is BFA in Condern. What has your, or like, how did you become friends with Jade and Joy, and how did that look like?
So there's a group of probably 6-7 girls that I grew up with, like, all throughout kindergarten, elementary school together, 3 juniors and 3 seniors. And we kind of dictated the way that each other went and interacted with people. And, like, we kind of created our own social contract since we grew up together. And so when I came back, I guess I was intrigued to kind of get to know more new people and see like what friendship was like outside of that, because that's something I hadn't even really thought of. But I wanted to get to know different people, and I was really attracted to Jade's personality, and Jade brought me to Joy, mm-hmm. and we're both good friends now. And so
I didn't realize that yeah. that's how that started.
Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Joy, how, yeah, you're brand new freshman year.
Yeah.
Home student. Mm-hmm. What did that look like?
Coming here, I wasn't excited to make new friends. I was like really nervous, but I didn't have the pressure to make any new friends, which I think helped me in making like friends with Jade and Ashley. Sophomore year. But like,
yeah.
So when I came here, Jade was the only dorm student. And at first I thought she was kind of weird. I thought she was like this girl from America who was like really smart and like talked to everyone. So I was like, okay. And I honestly didn't think we would be that close. I thought we would just be like kind of like casual friends, mm-hmm. that I just said, yeah. like said hi to each other. But like, I think freshman year, we were just trying to get to know each other better. And I was like, okay, I like this girl by the end of freshman year. And beginning of sophomore year was like when it was kind of like, okay, so do I invest or mm-hmm. do I not? Because it's been a year of getting to know Jade. Mm-hmm. And I think now it's time for me to kind of know where to like, you know, be with her. And I chose to invest. Mm-hmm. And then since then, like, we've just like bonded like exponentially more than freshman year. And she introduced me to Ashley because like I did not like know Ashley at all. I was scared of her. She was scared of me when she came sophomore year. So we like didn't talk to each other at all actually until Jade became friends with Ashley and she was friends with me. So she was like the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm happy like she that. Chose to like me at the end of freshman year.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Yeah, because I think one interesting factor of your guys' friendship is the fact that Jade and Joy were new, right, freshman year, and then mm-hmm. Ashley, you had been here a while, but you were actually gone that
yeah.
year.
Yeah.
And that's mm-hmm. super normal in this community. Mm-hmm. I mean, those listening probably understand that just, or might understand just how transient it is here. And so I've seen where that has been a really great thing. And also kind of like you said, Ashley, a reset for you of like, mm-hmm. yeah, this is all I've ever known. And also I can get to know new people because every year here at VFA, new students come mm-hmm. in high school. And yeah. so you get to meet so many different people. That's awesome. What does a week look like in your friendship? Like, what does like, do you have some rhythms or things you guys do every, like regularly?
Yes. Yeah. So every week, Ashley and I have dinner together, and this started our sophomore year. So pretty much right when we became friends, like 2 months in the school, I started going over to her house, and then we would alternate. She'd come to my dorm, and then we'd go back and forth. And that, I think, is what has helped maintain and develop our friendship, I think, the most.
Yeah.
Because it's just this constant rhythm, and then it's me just being invited into her family. Mm-hmm. So I've gotten to build relationships with her sisters and her parents, and then she gets to know my dorm parents and everything like that. And it's something I'm so grateful we've maintained for, like, 3 years now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. That's been really, really good. It started on Monday nights, and this year has changed to Tuesday. And it's been so special. Like, my parents, like, always kind of, like, joked that they would like to have a fourth daughter, and then Jade came in, and it was like that was like the complete, like, they've always joked about it, and then it was here, and she's like the fourth Tweety sister, and she's friends with like both of my sisters, yeah. and really good friends with my parents, and yeah, that's been really, really cool.
Yeah. And with Joy, we kind of just do everything together. We did sports together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't really make time after school that often unless like we're like we need to hang out.
Yeah, it's been too long.
Yeah. Yeah, but we are like in a lot of classes together, and we are in a lot of activities
we
together.
Always end up hanging out with each other, and yeah. we're spontaneous. If we have a free moment, we're like, oh, come over, spend the night.
Uh-huh.
That's how we go
weekends. Mm-hmm. I feel like that shows your guys' personalities a
it's
lot.
So yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Ashley have to have it planned.
Yeah. Ashley and I are like asleep by 10, we're up at 8, and we eat a nice breakfast. Joy is like, we just do whatever.
And it's so weird because Jade is like in between, and like she gets along with both so well.
Yeah.
Because like mm-hmm. if I had to like have like dinner every week with the same person, like I would have fun, but like you
it
know,
would drive you crazy though.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, I want to hang out when I want to hang out, but then for you, I guess like it makes sense to have like, I mean, I'm hanging out with you every Tuesday, so I hang out with you every Tuesday, mm-hmm. but
Yeah, yeah. Joy and Ashley are both sides of my personality.
Yeah.
Just like in people. And I love it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that's what's really neat and special too of watching your guys' friendship is that there's three of you, which can sometimes be really hard with females of like the dynamic, but that you each have your own relationship with each other.
Yeah.
But then you do really well together too. Mm-hmm. And it seems like you guys have found that balance, at least from my perspective.
Yeah. I would agree. I think that I often see in the media or just like hear from people that trios just like don't really work out.
Trios never work out.
Yeah. And to some degree, like I understand, but I think that if you're careful and you check your heart and you don't let bitterness seep in, that it's something that can be so fruitful and so good. Like, yeah, it really is so good.
It's like Ashley and I don't really hang out that often as like Jade and I hang out or Ashley and Jade hang out.
Yeah.
But when we do hang out, we, like, make time intentionally. Like, we had lunch last week together, and we kind of, like, talk about the friendship. And I think it's just really cool to know that, like, we don't have the pressure to be, like, oh, we have to be, like, besties. It's just, like, we're comfortable with where we are. We like, respect each other so much, and, like, we value our friendship so much. And I just think it's really nice to not have any pressure of, like, we're a trio, so we need to do this. Yeah. We can't do this. It's just, we just vibe with whatever.
Yeah, you're good friends. And you all have other friends outside of the three of you.
I'm very grateful for that, that Ashley and Joy both have lives outside of just, like, two people, you know?
Yes.
They have such rich lives of sports, extracurriculars, a bunch of friends. But another thing about how we kind of hang out together is Joy started last year, asked if we could pray together. And so every Wednesday for about a year now, we meet up before school and we'll pray together. And I think that's been really amazing because we often don't spend time together, all three of us. And this year we opened it up to the seniors. So there's like five of us now that will pray together. And I think that's been a really cool thing for our friendship.
Aww. That's so special.
Yeah, I'm so encouraged. And I mean, I'd heard about the prayer on Wednesday and I love that. But I didn't know that you guys invited others in. I think that is such a key part of doing this, like, Christian life is, like, yes, we need, like, our solid friends. Like, we, you know, people say, like, Jesus had, like, his three and then his 12. And, like, you guys, I think, model that well. And I love that. And especially in that moment, you invited others in. That's really cool. Thank you. What has been a favorite memory that you guys have shared together in the last 3 to 4 years?
Oh, gosh. My goodness.
Every year we go on a photo shoot together and we'll do a photo shoot and I love it, and Joy's usually the photographer, but it's just, it's a sweet time and it's a tradition now, so we'll do another one in the spring.
The first year we went to the gazebo, and then second year we went to the golf course.
And this year we'll see.
We'll see. I'm always waiting. I feel like I see it on Instagram. Right? Yeah. The white dresses. I remember that.
That was last year.
That was fun. That was fun.
I also think a memory was junior year, we all went to India together for our SBT. Yeah. And I think that was really good too. Because we all went there as friends, but it's not like we spent the whole week together. But we had each other to debrief if we needed to. And we also, like, didn't have the pressure to be like, okay, I need to talk about something. I need both of you guys. And, like, we need to talk all about this. It's like when I needed Jade, I would go to Jade and, like, kind of, like, talk about it. When I needed Ashley, I would go to Ashley. And then, like, we kind of were each other's, like, support system, because it's draining, you know, to go to a whole new country and to, like, take in a lot of new things and to also, like, give. So I think for me, that was, like, a really core memory to visit India together.
Oh my goodness, I don't know if I have a distinct favorite memory. I think it's like all the little moments. Like, I think finding out me and Joy had both been intimidated by each other all of sophomore year was, that was pretty, like, that was funny. And then, like, when my parents first called Jade, like, oh, you're our fourth daughter, and that was like the first time we kind of brought a person into our family. Oh, just knocked that. Or like, yeah, or like when me and Jay, when me and Joy had lunch last week, that was one of the first times we hung out, like, for like an extensive period, like all year, and just like conversation was so good and so sweet, and I don't know, it's just like all those times, I guess.
I would love for Joy, you to share what you love about Jade. I know I put you on the spot. It doesn't have to be anything crazy, just some things that come to mind.
Wait a minute. I like, one thing I like about Jade, or one of the many things that I like about Jade, is how she always makes time to like be intentional, but let you know that she's being intentional. Because I feel like a lot of people, they like try to get to know this person, but they're like, oh, let's hang out. But then Jade is like, I want to hang out with you because we're like besties, and I want to like spend this time with you and make memories because this is our high school years and we don't have like a lot of it. And she like lets me know that like I'm special and that the time we're having is special. So like a deeper level of knowing that you are special and like intentional. And that's one thing I love. Like about
I
you.
Love that. Aww. All right. Thanks. Jade, tell us about Ashley.
Oh, of course. I would love to. I think Ashley is, for a 17-year-old girl, wise beyond her years. Mm-hmm. Like, she digs into truth and scripture so deeply that I'm often just like, how are you so smart? And she's somebody that I can seek advice from and ask questions from, and I trust her advice, which oftentimes teenage girls and guys don't have that. And I think she's also really good at affirming others and making people feel seen. Like, I have never doubted that Ashley loves me and that she values me and that she cares for me. And I think that's so special.
Yay. Well, thanks.
Now, Ash.
So what I love about Joy. I think that I've always admired Joy and this balance that she holds between she has really high emotional intelligence, like really high. Like, there are times where like one comment somebody said in like a group setting will like hurt my feelings a little bit and nobody else will notice, and she'll go to me later and she'll be like, hey, I know this hurt your feelings, and I'm like, even if it like it wasn't her, like she is constantly like watching people and like understanding them and making them feel like understood. And I think that she balances that understanding and just this grace with like also knowing what is true and what is right, and she's not willing to compromise on that. And she does such a good job of like listening to somebody without listening trying to formulate a response or something. She just like is able to sit with somebody and be present, and I don't know.
I love that. Thanks for sharing. I firmly think that you guys are three of the coolest things that BFA
thanks, Elisa.
Have involved in. Just, again, obviously you guys have, you're 17, 18. Like, there's so much part of life. But where you guys are at right now is, like, such a cool foundation in the way that you even prioritize the Lord in your friendship. Again, I'm like, yes, that's awesome and key. So, someone is new coming to BFA. What do you tell them in the realm of friendship? Or what advice, I guess, would you have for them?
I think one thing is, like I mentioned like multiple times, don't feel the need to make a friend or a best friend right away as you come in. Mm-hmm. Because not having that like thought allows you to actually make a good friend. I think if Jade actually pressured me into like being her friend like freshman, I mean, I was her friend, but like, like being like, we need to like do everything together. You're like my best friend, like from now on, then I don't think I would have like been friends with her. Mm-hmm. But because she gave me space and like a choice of my own to like choose her to like, you know, be my best friend, I think, you know, actually makes a good friendship. So to anyone who's coming to VFA and wants to make a friend, just like give yourself grace and give others grace of like, and just give it time.
I would say for sure BFA is a place you're not going to be here for a long time if you come in high school, so if you want to make friends, if you want to make deep friendships, it's so important to be intentional with others. I think it's a very easy place to surround yourself with people but lack deep emotional connections. Because, you know, you'll see people in school or in your dorm and you'll chat with them. But I think friendships are built outside of school a lot of the time. You know, you have to be intentional with them outside of school. And that's something that has allowed Joy's and Ashley's and my friendship to last, because we love each other in school and hang out with each other outside of school. And yeah, I mean, Joy and I are going to America together next week. And I think a lot of our intentionality throughout high school has led us to be able to go travel across the world together.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And from what I hear too, is it's intentionality in what you share too, right? Because you can be really intentional and it can still be surface level.
There has to be an aspect of vulnerability in your conversations.
I've seen that in you guys.
I would say, I was going to kind of go along with what Joy was saying, that like, don't put too much pressure on yourself, because I think all of my friendships here have gone through seasons where I spend more time with one person, less with another, more vulnerable with somebody else, more closed off to somebody, like not like, just like, friendship is fluid, and like, understand the nuance within that. And then the other thing is, I would say, it's really easy to just stick to your class, and I would encourage you to make friends with people below you or above you in grade level. Yeah, because there are amazing people all throughout the grades, and there are amazing adults here too. And I think some of my richest friendships also have definitely been with adults. Yeah, so like, don't have one box that you see friendship in.
I love that. And I feel like everything you just said could also be encouragement to new staff. Like, this isn't just teenagers. This is also, like, adults. Because, yeah, I mean, we'll say this probably earlier on in the episode, but, like, these are just snippets of some friendships that happen on campus. But it's not always easy for someone. Or, like, that is obviously something that you have to grow through in high school. Like, that's high school period. But especially international, overseas, with such a transient community. But hopefully these conversations can be an encouragement.
And our relationships, they haven't always been, we haven't always been besties, you know, going good. Like, Joy and I, freshman year, weren't super tight. We was a little bit of a rough patch beginning of sophomore year, but then we both decided this is a friendship we want to invest in. And since then, and same with Ashley and me, we've, all three of us have had hard conversations with each other, approaching each other about things that we've been lacking in and struggling with. And that's what I've appreciated. And that's why I think they're my closest friends, is because they have come up to me and said, Jade, I really, like, this isn't good for you to be doing. And they are accepting when I say that to them. And that openness and vulnerability and willingness to critique each other has been so growing and so important.
I think it's because we care about each other's friendship. Like, I care that I'm friends with Jade. I care that I'm friends with Ashley. And, like, I don't want a small misunderstanding to, you know,
cause a huge rift in our friendship.
So it could be resolved. It'd be, like, better to address it and make it kind of awkward at the moment so that it could be better in the future. And that's what we've done, because we care about each other and we want to grow. And it's not like we don't care. If I didn't care that much about a friendship, then I would just be like, no, whatever. Like, it's okay. But I care about this friendship with both of them. So,
Yeah.
I love that.
I think I've definitely, Jade has taught me about confrontation, and that it's actually, actually good. And that's something that you should do. And so that was, like, kind of crazy. That was, like, my first year. I was like, what is this? And it's actually, you guys, it's really good for your friendship. And, like, and Joy has definitely taught me to have a soft heart and to be teachable and gracious and just, like, patience. Like, patience with somebody. I've seen that a lot in her. Be teachable and, don't be scared to have hard conversations.
Awesome. Well, someone's listening. What are just a few ways they can be praying for you three in this season? And I know, obviously, like, seniors, so much on the plate and mind. What's something you guys can think of that someone could pray for you for? Or I could probably come up with these. Figuring out college.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Finishing well, I assume, is something you guys really value.
Something for me is, I came to BFA searching for friends. That's kind of the main reason I came. And I have found such life-giving friendships that going into college, it's hard to think that I'll find better friends. So just prayer for life-giving friendships in college as well.
Yeah, because these, you guys won't change, at least the closeness, hopefully. But yeah, friendships obviously morph and change as seasons change.
Going off of that, and just like the ending aspect of, like, May, June, and just, like, not emotionally withdrawing, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, still remaining to be, still being intentional. Like, I had this realization the other day. I was like, some of the people here are probably some of the most beautiful, most genuine souls I'll ever encounter. And just, like, I should invest in them, like, for the last couple months that I have, and just be really intentional and not, like, yes, think about your future, but also be in the present, as cliche mm-hmm. as it is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I think for me, yeah, me too. Similar to Ashley, like, as we come close to, like, the end of our high school years, I think one thing that I've been praying about, like, to God is, like, for me to see myself and others the way He sees us. Because I feel like oftentimes I try to be, like, gracious towards others and things, but I'm like, judgmental. And I'm like, why is that person doing that? Like, that person shouldn't. Or something, like, in that line. But then, yeah, sorry.
No, go ahead. I'll say all the way when you're done.
Yeah, so I think it's a really, like, good prayer, I think, to just pray for you to have God's eyes. Mm. Not just, like, in a gracious way even, but just to, like, see how everything's so, like, well-made, you know? Like, each person is so, like, well-made.
In the image of God.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then including myself, to see myself the way God sees me. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think, yeah, we all judge people and sometimes externally, but even I, like, even if you say something, I can tell, like, you're, like, switch, like, you're making an intentional choice to switch and you say, oh, no, well, I don't know the whole situation, da-da-da-da-da-da, yeah. Like, and just, like, continue to see people, give them grace and to give them the benefit of the doubt. Yeah, I don't know. Sorry, I just didn't want to.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining me today.
Thank you. Thanks so much,
Thanks for having us, Elisa.
Hello, I am Barney Savonin, and I'm a dual citizen. I'm Finnish and American. I was born in San Francisco, California, and I've lived most of my life in Finland, near Helsinki, and then 3 years ago, I moved here to Black Forest Academy, and that's pretty much it. Interests, I love volleyball and basketball. I'm a very sporty person. Mm-hmm. I love athletics, and it's an area of it's a very important area of that I keep in my life. Yeah, that's something about me.
Awesome. And you are a dorm student?
Yes, I am a dorm student. And I am in Blauen.
Awesome.
So.
And for those listening, Blauen is an integrated dorm.
Yes.
Just for context. And Barney won't say this, but I will. He is a phenomenal athlete. Like, it is so fun getting to watch you just
you.
Play. And it's clear that every time you step on a court that you are giving it your all. So we're very glad you're here for multiple reasons.
The boom from your volleyball serve echoes throughout the gym.
Yeah. This year was the first year girls and guys got to travel together, which I thought was so neat because it was...
Yeah.
I've obviously been in the girls' volleyball realm for a few years now, but it was so cool to see similarities and differences in guys' volleyball, both obviously in play, but also in just, like, culture of the team. So I really, really enjoyed that.
What makes you most passionate about athletics, about sports?
That's a great question. I think throughout my life, my parents pushed me to play athletics when I was younger, and through that it was just something I liked. Not being that talented in school or in other stuff, I think I think it's also kind of natural for me to just play sports. I don't know if there's a...
What about, like, being on a team at BFA, how does it compare to previous teams or clubs?
Yes, there is a difference. I think in BFA, we keep the importance of community, and there's a different kind of leadership role that I was given here than in my in other clubs that I played and played in. Yeah, I think it's a very cool atmosphere where we play together and for each other and of course for him, and I value that a lot. So yeah, that's
cool. Yeah, well, let's start there. So this this conversation is all about what a student's perspective of friendship has been like, and obviously everyone's has been different.
Yes.
What has maybe that element of friendship looked like on your sports teams you've been involved in?
Well, yeah, and this will answer also the other question you were asking, but in sports teams, that's where I feel most comfortable making friends, most comfortable connecting with other people, because you're doing something together, and it's something that I like, and that it's something that you find something in common with other people, and that's a great start for me to make friends and to build up relationships like that. It's I love it because it's real, and it's you get to experience the laughter, the disappointment of something. You get to experience a lot of moments together, and you get to know the person and in a different way, and so it's something that I appreciate. For me, being having a struggle to connect with people, I'm very thankful to God that sports is a way for me to get to do that
in a comfortable way. So
that's cool.
That's awesome. So what has been your experience in this area with the dorm? Because to put in context for someone who maybe doesn't know our boarding system too well, we have six dorms, and there's like 16 to 20 in each dorm. Right. And some dorms are integrated like yours, so guys and girls, and some are all male, all female. And so a lot of, and then you add in their international cultures. So there's obviously a lot of dynamics at play.
Yes.
What's been your experience?
It's been a great experience overall, I think. For me, it took a lot of time to get to know people. I think in the dorm, you have the responsibility to make choices, and specifically in making friends and getting to know other people. There's certain freedom where you just have to make the choice to connect and in a dorm, it's a little bit more easier to do that because you have, like you said, there's 20 students under one roof. So there will be moments where, you know, you're forced to do activities together. And I think I have appreciated that. It has pushed me to get to know other people, even when you really didn't want to.
Sure.
And I don't think it's a bad thing that you also get sometimes annoyed with a lot of people.
Sure.
And it's kind of like the aspect of family, like
you're
going to have to be together. And through that, I think you create great relationships, in the dorm. Of course, you know, and it's very different having girls and guys in one dorm and then guys and only in one dorm. I haven't experienced that side. But yes, overall, it's been a great experience.
Is there a story that you can think of that's connected to what that looked like? Either maybe one friendship that's really sweet right now, your senior year, or something that comes to mind, maybe a beginning of a friendship in the dorm?
Yes, I mean, last year, I had a roommate I got very close with. He was also an athlete. He was a great athlete. And so we found something in common. Just through that, spending time, I think in a friendship, we learned to push each other, to gently correct each other when mm-hmm. there was need to. And being a roommate, again, we got annoyed at each other so many times. And there are times we didn't talk, but, I really do miss him, and I think he's a great example of a friendship that I admire, and I appreciate, and, yeah.
I mean, he literally flew all the way here for your
yes.
senior recognition yes. a week ago,
that meant
which was
a lot.
So cool.
That was really cool. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, sometimes you learn, because I've been in boarding situation. Like, mm-hmm. I was a student at BFA, and then again in college. When you don't choose the people around you, and they're kind of chosen for you,
yeah.
that can be tough.
Mm-hmm.
But it can also really stretch you and teach you new things about yourself, and you can discover really beautiful things about people that you otherwise wouldn't get to know them yes. if you only gravitate towards the things that you're interested in
yes.
where other people that are interested in the same thing are gravitating
mm-hmm.
then you have that common ground mm-hmm. and that's a really special thing, like you were saying about being on the sports teams, like people that are all passionate about athletics and about competing and being on a team.
Yeah.
That's a really sweet thing. But when you are put into a dorm and you haven't chosen the 20, 19 other people there.
No. Yeah.
So that's really cool that you may not have known your roommate before you got here.
Yeah.
But then you also had similar interests.
Yeah.
And so that has the recipe for a great friendship. Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, being open to not just, you know, judging people right away based on their interests,
yes.
but being okay with, yes. hey.
Or even personality.
I've been put in the situation with these people. Let's give it a chance. Like, let's get mm-hmm. to know them. It takes some courage.
Mm-hmm.
It does, yeah.
It's really cool to see you and others at BFA grow in this way. I think that's why we're focusing on this topic is BFA is such a great place to be stretched, to be open, and to be, yeah, to grow together.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, there's so many different dynamics with culture and even just like the teenage years, like mm-hmm. you're trying to, you know, work Gosh. Really figure out some things. I'd love to know, how would you describe a friend?
Mm-hmm.
Like what a good friend is, like a
sure, sure, yeah. We'll
friend.
Say a good one. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking about this. Actually, I took some notes.
Wow, you're prepared.
Yes,
job, love it.
Well, I had this Bible verse first that came into my mind this is Jesus talking and he says, love each other in the same way I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friend. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you slaves because a master doesn't confide in his slaves. Now, you're my friends, since I have told you everything the Father told me. God has been so merciful to us mm-hmm. through this, and I am very grateful, and it fills me with joy that we're able to first of all, we're created to be with one another. God has created to be in relationship with him, a relationship with other people. Friendship should be, its foundation should be in Christ. That's how I believe. And through that, through recognizing that we're sinful, we're not perfect, you know. Through recognizing that, I see the greatness of aspects like being fair-minded, aspects like being forgiving, but also having the truth and a friendship, building up each other in the Word of God, because that's the truth and God. And I think a great friendship, like I said, corrects one another, is gentle in correction. A great friendship has, and or is encouraging, willing to, I don't know if carrying the burden is the right word, but we sometimes feel that we're afraid of carrying each other's burden, as in like, and I've had that experience before, where you're friends with someone and then you all of a sudden you just start like stressing so much about that friend. And then you realize, like, is this good for me? I think it's important though to commit to a friendship, not just using those using a friend for when you're feeling good or using a friend when you need him, but a friendship is committing to building each other up in Christ. And I mean, there are a lot of aspects. There's being honest, you know, there's being available, talking about healthy conversations. There's, I think, like being filled with like, or feeling lifted up afterwards. I think that's great. These are things like I've learned, and I'm still growing in those things. I think being able to trust the person. Yeah. And then in the end of the day, giving thanks to God for that friendship, and because he has given that to you.
Totally. So. Yeah. I mean, it makes me think of like Jonathan and David in the Bible. Yes. And obviously Jesus being the perfect example of a friend. Sometimes I just like to think about like the conversations that happened with him and the disciples of just like a bunch of dudes hanging out. Like, I remember when I had this realization that at the time, I think we had 12 guys in Maug in the boys' hall, and I was like, this would have been like, and probably around the same age as like the 12 disciples, and my mind was blown because I was like, wow, this was probably a lot more chaotic than I than the Gospels maybe lead on.
Yes.
But how beautiful that we got to have not only God in the flesh and obviously all his sacrifices for us, but we got to see him model relationship in the Gospels. So I'm encouraged to hear what you're learning, and I think that's great. A new student is coming to BFA.
Right.
Any advice on what that looks like to plug in from your experience?
From my experience,
we'll say a new dorm student too, right, specifically. Right. We'll do that.
I think the person should make the choice. He or she has to choose to initiate. In an environment like this, it's very important to be a part of the school. And so if you want to be a part of the school and try to connect with other people, it's a great idea to join in different activities and different groups. I think, yeah, from experience, I don't isolate yourself. It's a terrible idea. Especially being in an environment like this, it's something I have and I still struggle with. Being afraid of committing with to other people, getting to know other people, asking great questions. Ask great questions. I think that's a good advice. If you really want to get to know that person, you want to get to know the person's struggles, challenges, hopes, you know, something that he or she finds joy in, and don't be afraid to ask those questions. Mm-hmm. And there are times that it's going to be very hard. You just want to be alone, and it's okay to be alone at times. I'm not saying that, but it's also very selfish to not want to engage with anyone. It's very selfish to have just a one-sided friendship, and so my advice is to be brave and to make the choice to want to get to know other people.
Yeah.
And this happens in the dorm too. And it'll be easier at times when there are a lot of activities and there's a specific schedule where you go. So you will be having conversations with a lot of different students and staff, and I think that's great.
Totally. One way I've seen, I got to be at Blauen last week, and one way I've seen what you're saying play out is even like coming home after school, their snack out, and choosing just to linger for a little bit and like talk a little bit about someone's day.
Yes.
Yeah, totally. That's and then, totally okay to go to your room and veg for a little bit or just like do homework or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But like it's those, and I've seen that in dorm students in a really beautiful way of there are some really sweet moments when that can happen, and like you're saying, it's a choice on do I dig in or do I take a step back. Well, thanks so much for being with us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in, Barney.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Ben Swanda. This is my fourth year at BFA. I'm a senior, and I'm a home student. Before I came to BFA, I lived in Slovenia for 11 years.
Hi, my name is Josh, and I'm a senior. This is my fourth year being here, and I'm in the dorm HBR. Before I came here, I used to live in a North African country.
Hey, I'm Tom. I'm in Maug. My parents are church planters in Germany, and I've lived in Germany, in German public school, most of my life until I came to BFA my freshman year.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us, and I'm sure those listening are going to be blessed by just getting more students' perspectives, because that's always neat. Tom, let's start with you. You have lived in Germany most of your life.
Yeah.
This is home. Obviously, different parts of Germany being home. What has BFA in the realm of friendship looked like for you before you came here and then also here?
Well, I mean, BFA is definitely, I mean, it's the first Christian friends I've ever had, right? Mm. So that's pretty different goal-wise. Like, especially as I get older, I notice that a lot of my German friends, you know, we just have different life paths. Whereas, you know, at BFA, a lot of my Christian friends, we have similar goals and aspirations and we value the same things. So, yeah, it's sweet. Really different.
Yeah. I should note in here too, I got to be your RA for a year.
Yeah.
But I know how important those relationships are back home too. Like I remember going home for spring break and you had all your plans. Yeah. So that's really neat that you've been able to, at least from my perspective, keep both homes and both friendships in different places.
Yeah, to some extent, yeah.
Yeah, sure. It changes for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Josh, what about you? What has that looked like coming to BFA, even the process of making friends here at BFA?
Yeah, well, back in the country that I was living in, it was more like there was a Christian community, but it was very scattered. It was very small, and so not a lot of like, there were a few TCKs, but not really many that I really bonded with. But so I didn't really like have many friends in general. But then I came to BFA and like everyone's like, to some degree, like TCKs in general, like are very similar, and there's just quite a decent amount. And so just a lot of friends, a lot of like welcoming people. And so it was just different. And just as I made friends here, it was just nice to have somewhere where like wherever I went, people would greet me and I could just hang out with them and have fun without like trying too hard or anything like that.
Awesome. And Ben, you also were in public school in Slovenia prior yes. to being here at BFA.
Yeah.
What's been your experience?
Yeah, I would say I had about two close friends from the school that I went to. My parents had planted a church, so we had a very small Christian community. I had a lot of other MK friends, though, that I met through conferences and camps, although I didn't get to interact with them very often because they lived on other sides of the country. So we'd see each other like once or twice a year, but we would do a lot of video calls, text a lot, play video games together. So yeah, I didn't have a ton of friends before coming to BFA. So then, yeah, I made a lot more friends here.
Yeah, that's an interesting note too. Like the MK, TCK, which those words we throw around a lot, but being basically someone who calls multiple places home, you make friends a lot of times with like-minded people and kids your age, but then they live far away.
I don't know. For me, at least, my parents integrated me into German society, like, from when I was really young.
Yeah.
So I would see, you know, I'd see people at, like, team meetings and stuff for your, like, parents' org and stuff. But I don't know. I never really kept in contact with them.
Sure.
So for me, BFA was really the first time that I interacted with people where, like, now... You know, I was always like, that was always a unique aspect of my personality. Like, oh yeah, he's also American to all the German kids. Like growing up, all my friends, that was like a unique aspect of who I was. And then getting here is like, that's not unique at all. It's like totally normal, which is cool actually. Mm-hmm. So
sweet.
I don't know if that answers anything.
No, yeah. Like it sounds like maybe for Ben, that was those sweet moments of like being made with an organization and like, I know the concept of like MK retreats, but for you, that wasn't necessarily where you found deep relationship.
No. Yeah.
Cool. How did you guys become friends? I want to know. I don't know.
Freshman year, Tom and I were kind of friends.
Through Angel a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
I was not friends with them at all. Like I hung out with
once.
Tom
we hung out
once and then never with Ben and hardly talked to him at all.
Yeah, we have a D&D group, which we started freshman year. So that was like the one time I ever actually hung out with Josh, I'd say. And then sophomore year, we started hanging out because over the summer we went to a camp together.
Right. Yeah. Summer.
I wasn't
camp.
There though. I was on stateside.
Yeah. He was HMA, and so. We're just together, and then after that, we started hanging out, and and then Tom eventually joined in junior year,
and then I hung out with Ben, and then he was like, "Hey, I'm friends with Josh as well." And I was like, "Okay," and so then I had a lot of classes with Josh too, and so then Josh and I became friends.
It was pretty simple, like not a crazy story. Yeah, just like, "Hey, you want to be friends?" Sure, just
But I feel like everything you just said has a lot of aspects of BFA life in the sense that like, Tom was gone for a year from HMA. Two out of the three of your dorm students, but then you're a home student, but yet you've lived in other countries. Like, just all the aspects of it are pretty, I would say, standard for our students. What does friendship mean to you guys, and how does that play out here?
I don't know. That's an interesting question.
I think growing up, it was mainly just someone to hang out with and like play video games with or whatever, but I guess like my sophomore year I realized that it was a lot more about having someone to support you and encourage you and keep you accountable, and yeah, someone to build a Christ-centered relationship with.
Yeah, I mean, it was mostly like before, like a friend you would do something, but then like now it's, well, there's also do, but like it, there's more of like just thinking and just talking and sharing ideas and just like, yeah, just in general, just like really like, yeah, just growing together in that sense.
Yeah.
I think before BFA, friends, and I think even maybe a little bit my freshman year, friendship was a lot about entertainment, mm-hmm. and also about social, like social hierarchy and stuff. And for me, but then when I got to BFA, I mean, when I like met these guys, for me, it's a lot more important now to talk about, like, I don't know, like spiritual stuff, and it's, I still like to have fun, but yeah, I don't know. It's just, I feel like that takes a little bit wayside to ultimately I care about having friends that are less funny and can be more spiritual. Hmm. Like, I'd rather have, it makes it sound like they're not funny, but.
Oh, I know you're funny. You guys laugh at a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, and another way that I would like to ask that question that maybe will bring up even more thoughts, and I like that because, yeah, Tom, like, it's not, friendship is not all deep, like,
yeah, no, that'd be boring.
Share hearts.
Yeah.
It's also, in my opinion, which you guys share too, like, it's not all just, like, shallow and, like, let's hang out all day, but not actually, yeah,
talk, yeah,
share our lives. What would life here at BFA look like without what you're describing of, like, a deep, solid friendship in yourself, okay, like, including the three of you, but also other friends you have? What would this place look like if you didn't have that at all?
Well, since I was in a dorm, I would probably just stick with my dorm mates, but, like, other than that, not really, like, have, like, anyone to really, like, well, talk deeply with in general, yeah. I mean, in the dorm, you can as well. It's not like people don't.
Yeah.
But yeah, I probably would have with the dorm, but just having like other friends as well out of the dorm is also really nice. Just, yes. Yeah. Also, like, just friends in the dorm would be limiting as well.
I think then it'd be kind of just be a school, and it'd be like, I mean, it'd be pretty boring, and there'd be, I don't know, these guys are pretty responsible for a lot of growth that, like, personal growth that I've had. Mm. So they push me a lot, and I think a lot of that would be really missing if I didn't have, you know, friends and stuff. I'll obviously be lonely.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys have any advice or stories or encouragement to someone who's maybe new, who's like nervous about this area moving to BFA?
I think if you were to just come here at a first glance, I really don't think you need to try too hard to make friends. Like, there's always people around you. There's always opportunities, people who want to get to know you. So when you first come here, yes, yeah, just relax, chill, you know, there's no need to tense up, just be yourself, and yeah, just hang around and just, yeah, get to know other people.
And I think it's also kind of trial and error. I think you'll find friends who you, at first you think are like, oh, these are great people, which they might be, but then I think you may find that you don't connect with them as well as you connect with other people. So I think it's also learning from experience.
Totally. Yeah. I walked through that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think in the dorm, like, you interact with people that you normally wouldn't be friends with as well. And so you just like learn the skills you to have like good relationships with them, and also just to understand each other, rather than just like choosing someone that only you would like interact with, but which later in life isn't true. You know, you can't choose people like who you interact with.
Yeah. I mean, you actually, I think later in life you probably can choose more than you can choose at BFA because you've got a bigger pool, but
that's probably true.
Yeah.
In some ways.
So.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, any, it really depends on, I don't know, I like my freshman year, my freshman and junior year, I had a lot more friends in the dorm. So like, mm-hmm. I'm really thankful for these guys this year because I don't really have any friends in the dorm. So it's like, yeah, I don't know. That's why having outside friends and stuff and not solely relying on your dorm, mm-hmm. I think is also pretty valuable.
Yeah.
So
agreed. And yeah, again, that choosing, like there's something in when you choose it and it's intentional. What does life look like for you guys moving forward? You're all seniors. Like, how do you envision this friendship of the three of you moving forward in like 6 months from now? Have you thought about
it? We haven't really talked about it, like what we're actually going to do, really.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tom and I are both looking at going to Liberty University. So
maybe.
Yeah, and I'll be somewhere up in Canada, so.
I'll drive down.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. We'll get a road trip going with some of the guys and just meet all together, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that I dropped the bomb on you on this February Monday, but yeah, I think obviously, is it true that all three of you have done long distance friendships before?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you've had some training, and again, it's just like, here, it's a choice. I know that that's something I have had to choose myself, moving to Germany away from all my friends. So
they're definitely difficult though, but you really have to invest.
Yeah. It has to be a choice on both parties or all third parties. Yeah. If that's how it's going to be.
Yeah.
But like video calling is really easy.
Yeah.
Now, totally. The biggest thing will probably be time differences and figuring that out, which I don't think will even be that bad.
Yeah. But I think I've had some long distance friendships for a while now. As I try to figure them out, I think you really do have to kind of force yourself to care about stuff that you don't really have a framework for. Like, like Josh is going to probably tell us stuff that we're going to have to try really hard to imagine what it looks like. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have to, you know, just care, you know, like stuff that it'd be a lot easier for us to understand if we were there.
Sure.
Will just be a little bit harder to understand. So it's going to take like more effort to understand those type of things.
Yeah, it does take effort for sure.
Yeah. Like my friend back in where I used to live, he's been my friend for like since I was growing up, and I met him recently. But like whenever I tried to contact him, I always have to be intentional and just, always like, yeah.
Is there anything that comes to mind that's like a basis or a foundation for your friendship? Whether that's like something fun, like every Tuesday we go skateboarding or something. Like, is there anything that you guys do together or enjoy, spending time in?
I mean, we always meet at Ben's house, basically.
Yeah.
We always try and like do things that like have like, well, like sometimes like we do like little projects, I guess.
Yeah.
Like the filming project.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, true. not with all three of us though.
Yeah.
I mean, I was kind of there, but like one of them. Yeah. But
I don't know. I mean, D&D, but that has a lot of other people too. Yeah,
that's just like a club type thing.
Yeah.
So then, how do you guys? What does that look like?
I guess we do sleepovers. That's kind of how we do it. Like, we don't usually, I mean, we hang out sometimes over the week, but usually it's, I mean, I basically have one sleepover every weekend, at least. Like,
that's fun. Are you guys going to Maug?
No, usually Ben's house.
My house.
Yeah.
No, that's, we talked about that with the girls. Like, that's Ashley's house is kind of where Jade tends to go. And I do think that's a neat thing. Even when I was in the dorm, like I so valued when I was invited over to friends' homes just because
a nice escape. Yeah.
A little bit. Just like a break. And also, obviously, Ben, you have lovely family. And so that's neat that you get to then invite.
I try to push them to host too.
There you go. I'm sure. But knowing Tom, you guys have definitely been to Mount.
Yeah.
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 Especially for D&D stuff, because it's big. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, is that a good place to do it? Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Josh, what do you do if they come over to HBR?
Well, I usually don't.
You're like, I go. Much.
I mean, sometimes we do. Sometimes it's just Angel's also there, which is, we all, it's all a mutual friend.
And we usually cook something.
Yeah, I have like a... although I haven't done it in a while, but I have a Korean barbecue cooker and a gas stove. I just cook out some meat and stuff like that. That's fun. Awesome. Yeah.
And watch movies, play video games.
Sure.
Walk. Yeah.
Usually it's almost always Ben's house though.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Midnight walks are pretty cool.
He doesn't love that, but yeah.
It's okay.
Is there anything else you guys wanted to add in this area that could be an encouragement to someone listening? It's totally if not.
I think it's just good to remember to not, like, exclusively be part of one friend group and to just be really open especially as a new kid. Yeah, because that's really helped me. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, but for me, like, kind of to say the opposite of what Ben just said, but, like, for me, from as someone that came from public school, it's also okay to have smaller friend groups. Like, and, yeah, of course, you don't want to exclude people, especially when you've been here for a long time.
Sure.
You want to be, you know, loving and stuff, but it's also okay to have small friend groups or, yeah.
Totally.
I think it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always nice to just have a few people that, I mean, even if just to, like, will accept you and just, like, let you who you are.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, it's nice to have those people around. It's just, I think it's essential, yeah.
I'm also the more extroverted one in the group.
Yeah, he's by far the more extroverted. Yeah.
So, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you were wrong at all.
I was going to say, both can be held, yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, thank you guys for joining us.
Thanks for having us. Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you for listening. This podcast is made possible by the generous supporters all around the world who enable each staff member to serve here. If you want to learn more, please visit our website at bfacademy.de or follow along on Instagram and Facebook at Black Forest Academy. You can find links in the description of this episode.
The BFA Life podcast is brought to you by BFA Communications, and the music is provided by Emma Worthy, class of 2020.
We hope that through this podcast you've received a glimpse into what God is doing through our families, staff, and students as they influence their world for Christ.